So it seems that Jamie Foxx has confirmed that that is the case. Hello, Nerdy Legion. Once again, I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk Today headlines, the Comic Talk headlines, that is. It is October 6th. We are talking about all of the things that are fit for discussion in TV streaming and in the movie section. Reminder, we are taking those breaks. If you are questioning what those breaks are going to be, then see previous episodes. We're going to push through this because I got to get it done and it's a little late in the day. So here is the news. So let's get into TV streaming. We have a bunch of follow-ups, so we're just going to hit the ground running. First up is Cobra Kai. We do have a release date for season 3 finally, and that is January the 8th of 2021. We also have the green light for season 4, so we will continue this story. And then we're switching gears a little bit to Glow, also on Netflix. Glow has been canceled. There will not be a season 4, which is an about face. Netflix had previously announced that there would be a season 4, but that is not the case. F is for Family, also on the list of Netflix cancellations. Going forward, they will air the final season, which is the 5th season, and then that is it for F is for Family. And then The Boys, we did get an update there on the spinoff series that is going to be based on the G-Men from the books. So kind of what we were speculating. There is a lot to be mined, let's put it that way, in that area of The Boys lore. So very interesting. Again, we will be keeping tabs. So our one actual piece of news has to do with Ryan Murphy production. This is the same production staff, it seems, that gave us Ratchet and the American Horror Story series. It's called Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. It's been announced. It's happening. That is what it is. And we're moving on. Now let's talk about movies. And this is all follow-ups. So we have movie release dates have moved. So stick with me because there's a lot of move and movie words coming out right now. First up, we have Dune has been announced to now be releasing October 1st, 2021. Which was the date for Batman. So now Batman has been moved back to 2022. I believe it was March of 2022. It did not make it in the notes because I literally, just before I pushed the record button, got this update. So it will make it into the notes as I'm going to publish this. And then we have Terrifier has been moved. The Terrifier sequel now is in 2021 sometime. No Time to Die, the James Bond movie, has been moved to April of 2021. Monster Hunter has been moved to this coming December of 2020. And then we have Flashpoint got pushed back, as well as Shazam 2 getting pushed back to 2023. And Black Adam has been removed from all release dates completely, which is very likely not going to stay that way, but it is what it is at the moment. So that is what we have for release date switch ups. Now we're going to go into a little bit more detail on the Flashpoint. We do have word that Billy Crudup is in early negotiations to return, presumably, as Barry Allen's dad. We say presumably because it was not made known what the negotiations are for him to play, but he has already appeared as Barry Allen's dad, so it would make sense that he would come back as Barry Allen's dad. Then we're going to switch gears one last time in movies and talk about Resident Evil. We do have the official casting announcement for the voice actors of that animated Resident Evil movie. We have the live action. There's so many Resident Evils. Live action casting. So Kea Skol, I'm going to mispronounce these. I apologize. Scodelario will be playing Claire Redfield. Hannah John Kramen will be playing Jill Valentine. Robbie Amell will be playing Chris Redfield. Tom Hopper, I don't know that name, I apologize, will be playing Albert Wesker. Yvonne Yogia will be playing Leon S. Kennedy, and Neil McDonough will be playing Willem Birkin. Sorry. So that is our live action casting announcements for the rumors this episode. We're actually adding a small portion. So a subsection, much like we have the follow-ups and corrections in the other sections, we now have confirmations and refutations for the rumor mill. So our first confirmation, as for this section anyway, has to do with Elektra. Remember, previously we were talking talking about how that Electro is not going to be the same Electro we got in the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movie. So it seems that Jamie Foxx has confirmed that that is the case. Jamie Foxx said that the new Electro will not be blue, referred to him as the new Electro, and has published some fan art kind of highlighting this fact. So follow the link in the description to see that. And then as far as rumors go, we have a couple of things for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. We have rumors that Emily Blunt will be coming in as a version of the Black Widow, much like Tom Cruise is reportedly coming in as a version of Iron Man. We also have John Krasinski rumored to be brought in as Hydra Cap from a different alternate universe as well. Likelihood that these two things are going to be happening, I feel like this is pretty strong. I'm going to say 60% for both of these. 60% likelihood both of these are going to happen. Spider-Man 3, we have a new rumor that we're going to get cameos from both Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in Spider-Man 3. And somehow this is all going to link into WandaVision and the Loki series. I feel like what little we know about Feige's plans going forward, this makes sense. We also are reportedly going to get a final farewell to Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, because apparently that's something the fans want. There's one more rumor, but let's talk about this one first. Considering the source, I can't give it a whole lot of credence, but considering also what we know once again about Feige and his plans going forward, I feel like that gives it a little bit more credence. So I'm going to say 40% likelihood that we're going to be seeing some sort of Spider-Verse action in the next Spider-Man movie. And then continuing with that ish, reportedly this movie will be our introduction to the live action Miles Morales. I feel like this is a lot more likely, because it's technically a different Spider-Man. They're not all playing Peter Parker. This Miles Morales would be a new character, so I feel like that's a little bit more likely. I don't know how they're going to play that, but I'm going to say 50-50 for Miles Morales. Next, we're talking about Deadpool. And technically, this is actually a little bit more Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is reportedly going to be signing a contract with Kevin Feige that is supposed to be the largest MCU contract ever, which is leading to a bunch of rumors saying that we're going to be seeing a lot of Deadpool, not just Deadpool 3 through 5, but also Deadpool cameos in basically everything going forward. And with Hollywood being in its state of shutdown kind of perpetually at the moment, this seems more and more likely as the days continue, because as we get further away from the projects we already know Reynolds is doing, this becomes more of a likely scenario. So as it stands this very moment, I'm going to say 50-50% chance that that is the case. If nothing moves forward in other projects going from here, that likelihood will very much increase. And then our final piece of rumor and final piece for the episode has to do with the Joker. There is a new rumor that the Joker sequel that keeps getting rumored, even though I don't believe it's going to happen, at least not a direct sequel. The new rumor about it is that there's going to be multiple versions of the Joker in the Joker sequel. The Joaquin Phoenix movie is going to get a sequel that will not have Joaquin in it, but will have a number of other Jokers that spawned from that crazy night. And that is kind of the basis of the rumor. The source is super lacking, so I feel like this one's more of a 20% likelihood to be happening, and that is everything we have for rumors. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. If, though, you want to go deeper into the conversation, you want the full news show, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.